we the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, let's go! We are here. The weekend is here. The 49ers will play the Chiefs this weekend. And we got a lot to get into. Yeah. That's my thought. These are Brock's 49ers, and that's different. Doesn't mean they're going to win. Doesn't mean anything. But I started thinking about this, and I just started to sort of like push back against the idea that this is some big monkey on the back of the 49ers. Sure, there's a few players. I get it. That's what Fred says. That's what George says. That's what Debo says. And I imagine that that's what Kyle Shanahan says. So they can feel that, and they can feel Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and all of that. But it made me feel a little bit more confident in the 49ers' chances to think about the fact that I believe that Brock's Niners are a different entity than Jimmy's Niners. Both of them are good. Both of them have also been not good enough in these situations. But that's a different thing, Brock's Niners as opposed to Jimmy's Niners. So that to me means that for this particular group, because I do put that level of importance on the quarterback. That's just the way I feel about NFL football. Look at the Miami Dolphins this year. They're one thing, their quarterback gets hurt, and they are literally mush. They're oatmeal. They can't play because their quarterback is out. So that's how I feel about most NFL teams. And that's the level of importance I put on the quarterback, and therefore the win streak between these Chiefs and these Niners is one. They played once, and it was a very, very close game, a great game, went to overtime, a frustrating game that the Chiefs were able to win. But this time, the 49ers are at home, and this time, God, I'd hope they're the more motivated team. They need this one a hell of a lot more than the other team does.
I find that analysis to be too simplistic for me because, you know, the Jimmy Garoppolo Niners that face Kansas City, Jimmy was really good. And was he Brock Purdy? No, but was he like half as good as Brock? No, he might be 90% as good as Brock at the time in that offense. And he did the same thing that Brock did. He went and played Kansas City and he lost. And for me, the thing that gives me staying power and makes me think about this matchup is that a lot of the people who were there then are there now. And Kyle was there then, and Andy was there then, and Mahomes was there then, and Spagnuolo last year was there then. And so you could look at all the things that are still there, and that for me becomes more telling than just the fact that your quarterback is, what, 5% better than Jimmy G at peak Jimmy, 10%, 20%. Cool. Jimmy was really good when he played in the Super Bowl against Kansas City. And I'm surprised that you're being
I don't agree with that.
So dismissive of what he was at the time.
I'm not. This is not about Jimmy. This is about Brock. He is a way better. Nobody ever.
But you're not remembering where Jimmy was at that time.
Yes, I am.
Jimmy in this offense, he was equal to Brock in that they also had a 10-point lead.
All of the stuff that, 20-10. It's not like he was running the ball up and down the field. This is a guy that got to the Super Bowl with his coach telling him, you're going to pass the ball 8 times today. Let's not get it twisted. I can sit here and tell you that back in that day, I thought that Jimmy was a good quarterback and at times disrespected. But I've never, ever thought of him the way that I think of this quarterback. This quarterback's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. This is one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Jimmy was never that. His team was good. And when people look back at the 2019 Super Bowl, they forget some of the key plays that would have won the game. They'll get mad at Kyle for either running the ball or not running the ball. They'll think about Jimmy overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders. They'll think about Nick Bosa was held, and they'll think about Tyreek Hill and down the left sideline. What they don't know is that Jimmy Garoppolo dropped back on a third down, and George Kittle was by himself down the seam in a play that was schemed perfectly by Kyle Shanahan, and the man never saw him. Number 10 never saw him, never delivered the ball, and the 49ers lost. The game ends if he delivers that ball. It's over. It's a first down, and you're starting to think about taking knees. So this, to me, and I get it, you can think whatever you want, but I put that level of importance on the quarterback, and I see this as a very different entity for which I give many, many more expectations. This team should be thought of as a higher level entity than anything that was underneath Jimmy Garoppolo, because they can do more things. It's no different than when Christian McCaffrey comes back. The 49ers are a good team without him, but there's a bunch of stuff they can't do. That's how I feel about Jimmy Garoppolo's Niners. They're good. There's a bunch of stuff that they can't do that now they can. And so, yes, I give them a much better chance to battle the likes of the Chiefs or the Eagles like they did last year in moments like this than I do Jimmy's Niners, even though they were very good.
Well, the team that he faced was better than the team that Brock faced last year in the Super Bowl, and Jimmy had a 10-point lead late, and Brock had a 10-point lead in the second quarter, and neither one of them could close it out. So you could look at rosters and teams and situations, and you could say that, you know, Brock is 0-1, which he is against Kansas City, but I look at the bigger trend, which is Shanahan versus Andy Reid, and that is where you get four straight losses, and whether it's Spagnuolo or a different defensive coordinator, different OC, different everything other than Mahomes and Andy Reid, and you've not been able to get over the hump against this team.
But I don't think that Shanahan with Brock is the same coach as he was with Jimmy Garoppolo, the same way Andy Reid was not the same coach with Donovan McNabb that he is with Patrick Mahomes. So, in theory, Kyle Shanahan should be a better coach this year than he was 4 or 5 years ago, because he's got more stuff. He's got more stuff to work with. There's more options on the field. You know, I'm not pointing actually to any specific game. I'm pointing to a much broader picture. I just happen to think that this is a 49er team we should be able to expect more from than what we did when Jimmy was there. They've got better players. They've got way better players now, certainly on offense, than they did back then. That team had a better defense than this one does right now. This team misses Dre Greenlaw terribly. Terribly, terribly misses Dre Greenlaw. Like, that's a huge deal. And certainly that has an effect on this game. But I this is something that I wanted to play with today. And I wonder how you would fill in the blank. And 888-957-9570, we'd love for you to do this. I just put it out on Twitter. You can pick either one. The Niners will win because, fill in blank, or the Niners will lose because, fill in blank. And I would argue, I believe the Niners will win, one, for a silly, simple reason, which is they're at home, right? You got perfect conditions this weekend, they're at home, and you're favored. But in pro sports, when one team needs it more than the other team, they usually get it. That's usually. So I put that in the 49ers' favor, because they are going to be much more desperate in this game than the Chiefs will be. But the other thing that I think is an extension of that is what we're talking about here. I think we've only seen Brock's 49ers go up against this defensive coordinator one time. It was a mixed bag of results, but I think for the most part, for the most of the game, good enough. Good enough to where they coulda and shoulda and all of those things, but didn't. How do we project that forward to this weekend? I think it is likely, call it a 65% chance, that the 49ers score more points than the Chiefs this weekend. That's all.
That's pretty high for me.
Okay.
And you talk about a coach who's 21-3 off a bye, Andy Reid. So no matter who he's facing, Niners, Kyle, Brock, Jimmy, whoever else he's facing, off a bye, he tends to win almost every time. Actually, 21-4 is the actual number, so 84%. And that includes road games, home games, Niner games, whatever game it is. Andy off a bye tends to win all the time. And you look at last year in the Super Bowl, the Niners went up 10-0. And yeah, they had a fumble, and they didn't score. And then McCaffrey did score, and you're up 10-0. And you wound up getting only 12 more points the rest of the game, almost 4 more quarters.
9 more in regulation, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yep. So I look at a defense that has given you problems, and a defense that other teams emulate, and that's also given you problems. And yeah, it's a home game, and I get that, and that should give you a little bit of a boost, but You're barely a favorite. You're a 1-point favorite. And I know that Kansas City at 5-0 might not be more motivated than the Niners. I don't even know what that means when it comes to NFL players when you play 17 games. And I don't think that any of these games are like, okay, this is like the fourth game in five nights in the NBA. And, you know, we can't wait to get home and we're going to go ahead and mail this in. And if it doesn't go well early, no, we're going to go ahead and punt on the game.
It's none of that.
NFL motivation to me is a non-starter.
I didn't use that word. It's not about motivated. It's about desperate. It's about desperation, not motivation, for me. And I think we see this
What's the difference, though, between desperation and motivation?
The difference is humanity. The difference is human nature. Like, it's like they play in the preseason. Do they play as hard? No. Like
that's the preseason. Right, that's an unfair comparison.
If you talk to any NFL player, they will tell you that there is a different speed from preseason to regular season to late season to playoffs to Super Bowl. And nobody would ever be like, yeah, I was actually only going 3/4 speed.
Right.
But there is it's no different than if you were running from someone that you thought was going to hurt you versus if you were just running at a track event. Like, there's a desperation in there that is going to, like, it's going to move you. It's going to move you a little faster.
I don't buy that that's there in week 7.
Yeah. I mean,
and, you know, they can say it, and you know, if they go out
said
there and
it last
they
week.
Show
they
it.
Said it going into week 6.
Right. Desperation.
And they played well.
They sure did.
And they won.
Against a lesser team.
Yeah,
and now you're playing
team.
Kansas City, 2-time defending champ at home. And so, yeah. I mean, for me, the idea of desperation is, okay, wild card game or playoff game, or you win or you don't go to the playoffs. That's desperation. You can contrive it, and you can think that you're desperate in week 7. I don't necessarily buy it. And, you know, you can draw the line between the Jimmy G Niners and the Brock Purdy Niners, and that's fair to do because Brock is better than Jimmy. But for me, the overarching reality is that Kyle versus Andy, it's been Andy, not Kyle.
So fill in the blank then. Which one do you want to pick?
Oh, they're going to lose.
Okay, because?
Because of special teams. Your special teams are no good. And that, to me,
well,
you've got a third-string kicker,
yeah,
and you've got a special teams that has been very, very unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. That to me is the big issue.
That's a fair concern. That's a completely fair concern. All right, so 888-957-9570. And there's a couple things on the table. Do you view Brock's Niners as a completely different entity than Jimmy's Niners? That's one. But pick a side. I mean, today's for you. Sean Salisbury is going to be on in 45 minutes, but we'd really like to just like soak in the excitement of today. So the Niners are going to win because, or the Niners are going to lose because. We'd love to know what you think in terms of how this is going to go. We're brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Your call's next, Willard and Dibs.